Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bochy. Batting seventh. The DH, Tom Pachyork. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. And now, play ball. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Bochy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Carbo moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a pop-up towards short. Milbourne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Kuiper moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Manning reaches second base with a double. Kuiper scores. Verizer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thornton. The throw from Stinson and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne is 0-for-1 in the game. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bakhti. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Norris scores. Verizer scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Todd now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein juggles the ball. That's an error on Stein. Grubb scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milbourne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 0-for-1 in the game. Bakhti strikes out. One out. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachyorek strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norris scores. Verizer moves to second. It's 8-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Manning moves to third. It's 9-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Manning scores. Two outs. It's 10-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Bo Diaz now catching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Hale now playing right field. Leroy Stanton now playing left field. Juan Bernhard now playing third base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a pop-up towards short. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Norris reaches third base with a triple. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing first base. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bernhard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Dade pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Paul Dade now playing right field. Jim Norris now playing left field. Ron Pruitt now playing third base. Juan Bernhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cruz moves to third. Milburn moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox moves to third. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cox tags and scores. One out. It's 11-0, Indians. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive towards short. Milburn catches it and throws to second to double up Carbo. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blanks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanton hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Seattle Mariners, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.